I want to talk about three big mistakes that people make when they make outlines or when they try to follow them. The first is, I already warned about it, trying to create a structure from scratch. There's an author named Stephen Pressfield who has a huge book in the creativity space called The War of Art. But he got famous because of a fiction book called The Legend of Bagger Vance. And I heard him on an interview once talk about how he just swiped the narrative structure from Harper Lee, who sold How to Kill a Mockingbird, which is one of the biggest American fiction books of all time. And he openly admitted it. So, Tim, I know I feel like I've left you in the dark a little bit here. I know this is a topic you're passionate about, not doing work that you don't have to. Doesn't it make sense to grab one of these structures instead of trying to invent your own? And why might somebody try to, I don't know, make it up from scratch?
Yeah, I definitely don't try and invent them from scratch. And if you look at blogging, there are tried and tested ways to write a blog post. And I just think that you can't come up with it from scratch, Todd, unless you're like a professor of writing or you're, I don't know, like astronaut level thinking. You're probably not going to invent something that hasn't been done before.
Right.
And I see people try and do this. Or even worse, they just write without an outline and then just hope to sort of finish a book. Without that structure, you just get lost. So for me, writing from scratch doesn't make sense. You're best off to just choose a template, and you don't have to stick to it perfectly. It's just like you said at the start, it's like a map. So go with it loosely, but at least start with something that is tried and tested, as opposed to just make it up as you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're hinting at something that's coming up next. But number two is putting chapter titles in your outline instead of chapter purposes. So let's take a look once again at this Donald Miller outline or table of contents. Got on a dirt road walking toward me. What I learned on television. The problem with Romeo. As a writer, these titles are very, very intriguing. I'm interested because they sound weird. Penguin sex, what is that? Why does it relate to the sexy carrots? How are these things related? I have to read it to find out. As an author, that's like the worst thing I can do when I'm trying to reorganize my book. Because you forget, you're sitting and staring at 20,000 words. You can't keep all of those words in your brain at the same time. So whenever you go to write a chapter, don't write the Mario effect on your outline because you're going to go, I don't know what to do with that. Write, eating mushrooms can make you stronger, or whatever the point of the chapter is. That's what you want to put on your outline because you can organize things in that way. You're not looking at titles going, oh, what the heck is the Mario effect? I forgot about that. And then finally, being too strict with the outline. Huge mistake, Tim. And you just alluded to it, but the map is something you made so you can change it. If you find yourself outlining a book and then you discover, oh, I don't have enough to fill out this type of outline, or if you go back and do the market research and you think, ah, this needs to be something different, don't assume your outline is set in stone. It's just there to guide you to the next step. In my experience and in the experience of my clients, it's all about write and then iterate. Write and then iterate. You figure out the outline and it evolves as you go. It's not a set of rules. It's a guideline to get you to the next step. And ultimately, I think that's what Tim and I are all about is get to the next step. So, Tim, any questions or takeaways before we jump into the next lesson?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory for everyone doing this course. Pick one of those four outlines as a basis, and then I would, like Todd said, I'd be riffing on it and seeing what you can do later. And also, I like the tip around the titles. So if you use those cryptic titles from the start, you do kind of get lost as you're trying to work out your book. So similar to what you mentioned, I label the chapter the point of what it is. And then at the end, I go back and sort of, sprinkle some fairy dust on it and put the Mario effect and make it all sound beautiful, but not to start with, definitely not.
Absolutely. The outline helps you keep it in order and helps you know what to write. And then at the end, we add the sizzle and pizzazz. That's it for this lesson on outlines. And Tim and I will see you in the next lesson.